Donald Trump is pulling the plug on the Trans-Pacific Partnership in an effort to promote his America First platform. Is this move going to hurt California's economy? We take a look at that question with Jock O'Connell, International Trade Advisor for Beacon Economics. Good morning, Jock.
Good morning, Michelle.
So for a state like California, where trade is a big portion of our economy, how is this move by the president going to impact our business here?
There's nothing good in this action by the president for California. It's a reflection of the trade strategy that he has that addresses what he perceives to be the needs of industrial workers in the upper Midwest, and in effect penalizes California, which has an unusual and unique mix of industries that depend very much on trade, from agriculture to high tech.
It's such a regional idea. I mean, Trump helps people in the Midwest, but he hurts people in California. Why would he want to, is it for votes in the Midwest? Like, why would he want to take from one and give to the other?
I think that in part it has to do with he wants to reward those he feels put him over the top to win the election. I think he has a particular animus toward California because we are the bluest of the states, and Hillary Clinton won California by a vast margin, notwithstanding Trump's belief that it was due to massive voter fraud. So I don't think he feels he owes California any favors. He has an idea of the way the economy works and the way manufacturing works that is somewhat antiquated, almost cartoonish. But that's where he's proceeding. So what he's not doing is addressing the needs of farmers and wine producers in California who are very much dependent upon access to foreign markets. TPP would have enhanced market access to a wide variety, quite a number of countries. That's been left on the table. California has a very strong dependence upon companies that deal in intellectual property. TPP would have enhanced the protections for intellectual property rights. So everyone, software industry to music, films, biotech, would have benefited enormously from TPP, and we're walking away from that.
Now, is this something that opens up opportunities for other countries that the U.S. and California in particular could have taken advantage of?
It does. Even as we speak, the countries, particularly in the Far East, are trying to figure out how they're going to proceed with their trade relations. They had been anticipating that TPP would come through. Now they're faced with the predicament that it's not, and what sort of relations are they going to carve with each other and with China. And in essence, what the president has done by rejecting TPP is he's handed the initiative for rewriting the rules of international trade, particularly in the Far East, to Beijing, and given up an important role for Washington.
So do these, you know, the cancellation of TPP, does that set the table for the next negotiation, as you mentioned, with Asia or other countries around the world?
There is a belief that we may be better off if he were to negotiate some bilateral accords and to give up on the multilateral approach that was embodied in TPP. But I think that's a hopeful idea that in the fullness of time that he will be able to come up with an agreement that is as good as we had on the table with TPP. It seems to me that there's a very likelihood of making a sow's ear out of a silk purse, so to speak. You know, we've had a perfectly good agreement that was ready to go forward. That's been taken off the table now, and the time frame it takes to renegotiate is a matter of years. It's not weeks or months, it's years. And so what we had was an opportunity to enhance export opportunities for a wide range of California companies immediately, and now we're not going to see that, and instead there's a certain amount of hope that, well, maybe in 3 or 4 or 5 years we'll have an accord with Japan, or we'll have a new accord with Vietnam, but that remains to be seen.
Now, the theme that Trump seems to be going back to over and over again is creating jobs. Does this reversal or pulling out of the TPP, does that create jobs in California, or have we moved past those kinds of jobs it would have created?
It puts a lot of jobs at risk in California. The rejection of TPP looks like it's the opening salvo in a new trade war that the administration is prepared to launch, particularly with China. And that's going to have a very harmful effect on California's economy. Just look at the role of the seaports. The ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland are the major conduits for moving maritime trade from the Far East into the United States. To the extent that the volume of trade is throttled back, we'll see immediate repercussions in terms of the employment opportunities for literally the hundreds of thousands of people in California whose jobs are directly dependent upon the movement of goods through those three people. So that's one immediate consequence. Another will be that we'll see prices go up for consumer items because much of what we wear and much of what we consume comes from abroad. So this is not good news.
Well, we've run out of time, but we appreciate your insight on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is Jock O'Connell, International Trade Advisor for Beacon Economics.